What's up, Tank? I'll put you as a co-host just in case I rug a little bit.
All good, man. All good.
What's up, everybody? Look at this, man. These weeknight spaces attract all the people who stuck out the bear market like it was their job. You notice? I couldn't hear you there. I think you cut out. I hope it wasn't me because my internet connection is good. I don't know if you're getting a good connection or not.
I'm driving home right now, so it might be a little bit, but I should be stabling out.
Yeah, no problem. I'm not 100% sure if Galactic Mining is coming. They said they were coming, but I didn't really talk to them that much about it. But they're in my time zone, so hopefully they jump in the next like 10, 15 minutes. Oh, there they are. So yeah, we'll be able to jump on this. I know that Kujira had some news. They've got an NFT marketplace coming of their own. I thought that was pretty interesting. We could talk about that for the first couple minutes as people settle in. Hey, what's up? How's it going, GMC?
How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going. What do you want me to call you, by the way? Just call you Galactic Mining, or do you want your name out there?
GMC is good. Hashimoto, whatever works.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, I was just saying that Kujira, they've got this NFT marketplace coming. Called Gojira and just one more funky name over there, but be interesting to see because it's focused on DeFi more so than what a typical NFT marketplace is focused on, which is like the art or the culture around the art, it looks like. But it says here NFTFi, real world asset integrations and other use cases, I guess, that will connect to the other apps on the platform. They mentioned Orca. I got to read through this definitely by tomorrow and understand this a little better, but it should be exciting. Kujira stuff is always good.
Yeah, that's sweet, man. It's nice to see some more utilities and some real world assets get integrated into NFTs. You know, it's about time.
It is about time. Yeah, it's about time. I would like to see, I would like to see DeFi positions themselves, you know, minted as an NFT, whether it's like a concentrated liquidity position on Osmosis or a lending position on another platform, Mars, Nolus, whatever, and then those NFTs should be able to trade. I think that if we were doing that, I think there'd be less reliance on liquid staking derivatives. I know like there's not that many liquid staking derivatives in Cosmos. It seems like there are, but I don't think there's a whole lot by comparison of the size of the ecosystem, but NFTs could be doing a lot more than just like putting weird pictures of animals and then flipping them for no reason just because you can on a marketplace.
Yeah, there's no reason why they can't. You know, if you can trade an LP token, there's no reason why you can't turn an NFT into an LP token and trade it just like that. You know, it's pretty much the same thing.
So I always thought that the LP tokens could have been used as money. Like, I mean, instead of liquid staking derivatives. And I think that there's an opportunity lost there because now that liquid staking derivatives are becoming more prevalent, they're kind of easier once you're okay with the liquid staking part of it to move around. And then those can get used kind of as money while other assets are staked, securing the chain and all that. But the LP tokens are a dead token in your wallet that you can't do anything with because they're not accepted in any protocols currently.
Yeah, I think you can trade a couple on Kujira themselves, but they don't, you know, you can't transfer them anywhere. Like I know a couple of people who arbitrage them in between the actual assets themselves and whatnot. But yeah, like you said, you can't move them anywhere, or trade them anywhere else. So it's kind of dead in the water there, but still a cool idea.
Yeah, I mean, actually, what I said is wrong. you can move them. I was told by the Osmosis team, there's no reason why you can't IBC transfer an LP token, but they're like, but what are you going to do with it?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can trade it on Kujira. That's about it. You move it wherever you want. Whether it's going to be useful or not is another thing.
Yeah, I mean, like if I'm an NFT creator, there's no reason why I can't mint my collection on Stargaze and accept LP tokens as, you know, maybe like whatever the deepest pool is on Osmosis involving Stars. Like, it's probably Stars Atom or Stars USDC. I don't know why I can't accept that as my minting token for my NFT. It would get people off Osmosis who are just passively earning yield and they don't want to unbond their position and all that. So I don't know. I think of these things all the time because I'm like, you don't want dead tokens in your wallet. Yes, you're getting a yield on it, but now your tokens could be doing more than one thing. It's leverage and all that. But anyway, you guys have DeFi projects, right? That's why I invited both of you guys together. You actually have similar DeFi projects that just happen to use NFTs. The art is the least interesting part of your projects. I'm going to scan through and make sure the artist is not down there. I don't see him, so hopefully.
I was going to say, our artist is just flipping out right
now. Yeah, listen. I like the Maneki. I told you they like took me back to like they look like Care Bears. The original Manekis look like Care Bears to me.
You remember who did the art, right? For V1.
I think it was
right?
the same artist that did the knots, right?
It was one of the knots artists, yeah.
And their art was rest in peace, pretty cool. R.I.P. Like the when they put out the Juno knots, I thought that I minted a one of one. I was like, wow, this is so cool. And I'm like, oh, they all fucking look like this. They're all good. So I was like, that was a good move, but still, you could have minted the collection as like just like the token number, and it would serve the same purpose in your project, right?
Yeah, the problem was nobody knew, right? And at that time, the NFT space was a different. I don't know. It was a different conversation, that's for sure. But yeah, like it could have been a dot. It literally could have been a dot. And it would have been the same purpose to me.
Could have been like fucking Uno cards or something, right? And it doesn't matter because you minted the collection for a specific purpose, right? You were basically building a team, right? You were like you priced out a lot of people that wanted to like mint 10 and then flip them the same day, which I thought was smart. I kind of get sick of seeing $5 NFTs on marketplaces. If it takes a lot of work and there's plans behind the project, they should cost something, and then you'll get the serious people in, which you did. There wasn't much secondary trading on Manekis, right?
Nope, yeah. There wasn't. And we actually burnt it after about a month of letting it trade on the market. We burnt the remaining. We didn't even mint out. Which, you know, would have been great, but again, just served its purpose no matter what.
You minted your collection at the worst possible time. I remember that.
Yeah, I did.
I remember, like, so Galactic Mining, you guys have secondary activity, but you minted out your collections and you minted on two different blockchains, right? You minted on Stargaze and Terra, is that right?
No, we minted on Terra, sold out on Terra, and then just recently we partnered up with Arc Protocol, who took us cross-chain over to Stargaze, and now we're looking at going cross-chain on a few other chains as well.
Oh, that I didn't know. Okay, that was confused, because I heard your space with Tank, but then I saw them on Stargaze, and I'm like, wait, I thought they minted on Terra. Maybe they minted on both, but you're saying after it minted out, you guys were able to move them or a portion of the collection over to Stargaze?
Yeah, anybody can move their NFT who owns a GMC back and forth to wow. Either marketplace. Through our
God, I'm trying to convince a project from another chain that shall not be named over to Cosmos. I would love to see that. Like, if Arc Protocol can work with a non-IBC project, but that's a story for a different day. I think that's awesome that you could basically bring them to different marketplaces. I did migrate my I migrated the Metarats from Secret over to Stargaze, and I migrated something else. Oh, the Raccoons, right? So like just the fact that we have that feature is smart because you could find the liquidity, you know, kind of meet the customer where they're at when you want to trade. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I was looking at the 7-day volume today, and I apparently excluded Injective, but we had two places on the top 10 today besides Injective. It was pretty sweet.
That's when I'm like, oh wait, maybe they minted on both chains, because I was like, that's what confused me. But it's pretty sweet to see your collection up there. But in the end, both you have kind of long term projects, so there'll be times where the collection kind of falls out of fashion every now and then, and then comes back to life every now and then. So I guess as long as the community has that mindset, obviously you should celebrate this, right? But you have to be like digging in for the long term. I guess this question is for both you guys. Tank, you can go first, and then GMC second. How do you keep the community interested in what happens if people kind of fall off during times where there's not much going on? Because it's kind of a long term, you know, it's like a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? So what have you done, or what can you do to keep those people engaged?
For me, it's a little unique for myself, because, you know, I'm a content creator, or whatever they want to label me. I'm a talking head. So I'm like pretty active no matter what, and people in, you know, people's circles or wherever, no matter where they are in the cosmos. And so, you know, that's one way, like I stay active, and in turn keeps them kind of happy. You know, they know that I'm still around, and the project is still there. They can always check it and stuff like that. We have a Discord that's a closed Discord, and you only are accessed or privileged to it by actually having one of the NFTs for Bernecki V1. I'm strictly talking about V1 right now. And so there's that. And, you know, there is, like, it's kind of it's a double-edged sword, because so for what we're doing, it kind of behooves people to fall off, right? Like the people that are long-term dug in, they're in it for the long haul. Like they kind of like, they want community, but at the same time, they want those people to fall off and forget that they have an NFT. They want those people to, you know, maybe sell it on the secondary market and stuff like that. Because if you do, you kind of forfeit your access card to the group that you're in. And so it's kind of like, I don't know, man, it's hard, because like I the way that all the holders have it, there's no free Maneki. And that's even for myself. Like I didn't airdrop it to anybody. Nobody got a discount better than anybody else. Like, you know, I minted a limited amount of whitelist mints, even for myself. I bought on the secondary and during, you know, the open mint, the same as everybody else. So we all entered in the same fashion. And so, like, I don't know. So for me, as the creator, as a participant, and as the manager, because the community voted for it on their own, by the way, for me to manage it, it's kind of unique, because, yeah, I want them to be around. I want them to believe in it and stuff like that. But at the same time, I want you to kind of forget, because at the end of the day, when we take profits, the less Manekis there are, the more it is for me. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's kind of a hard question.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I think, like, if I was doing something like this, I always thought, like, what can I do to not price people out if I don't have to, but also reward the people that are in it for the long haul. And the way you did it, I think, was pretty smart, because people actually complained about the price. And I was like, all right, now I know this is going to be good, right? Because the people that I don't want to, like, max mint and then artificially drive up the price of the NFT for like a couple of days on the secondary, they were out, right? They were out. So yeah, I think the fact that you're, cause you stream every day, right? So I think that's definitely, do you typically talk about Maneki on the stream, or just like sporadically?
I'll bring it up because the community did vote. Like it was kind of cool too. You know, speaking from where I'm at right now, to be honest with you, it's kind of weird even right now. But during the vote to when we initially did it, I guess I should back, like I gave it back to everybody. I said, you know what, let's just figure this out as a community. Instead of me taking profits, I'm just going to share it back with you guys. And let's, as a community, kind of vote to see what we want to do with this, right? Like we accumulated a war chest, like now, how are we going to do this? And the way it went was the community, without me being involved, just voted for me to manage it. And so that was kind of cool. It was, in my eyes, originally, the goal was to help the people that want to buy something, but and you know, and have people who have the skill set and the time to do the due diligence and their homework in the markets and participate in the markets, kind of manage it, kind of like a private equity fund. Like I've really like dabbled in a lot of those things prior to the crypto. And basically what I did is I just, like all the great things that really helped me, my financial trajectory and my journey in my life and stuff like that. Those small things that I've experienced and done, like I just took small snippets of those things and kind of like applied it to what we were doing with the NFT project. The hard part was like I couldn't tell anybody why we were selling it because, you know, I didn't want to risk selling a security to anybody at the time. And so like there was that. But yeah, they voted. You know, I manage it. To go back to your answer, whenever something happens that they need to know, I'll update it. Like, you know, if something runs or like we diversify, we make a position or whatnot, like I'll announce it on the Discord and all my live streams. But typically I don't say anything probably but like twice a month because I'm managing it. Like I'm taking staking rewards, compounding it. You know, I'm diversifying. I have a whole spreadsheet that I share with everybody on the Discord. But really, like, unless something crazy happens, like the collapse, like when USDC started scaring everybody and all this other stuff. Like, you know, we were all hands on deck, pressing the red button, letting everybody know the position. But it was a good thing because it allowed us, the way that it's managed right now, just being me, it allowed us to be fluid and to respond quick so that we didn't get wrecked. We literally have more than what we started off with. We started with only a treasury of $44,000. And right now, we basically have accumulated quite a good holding of different cryptos, especially within the Cosmos ecosystem. And we are above where we initially started. And so like, and we're just getting into the bull run. So, you know, that's like, it fortunately happened exactly the way that I was hoping for, kind of, sort of. I guess nothing happens exact. But yeah, I'm super, super happy for the people that still stuck around.
All right. Yeah. No, we'll definitely get into like the value and like the back value and all that. But I want to ask GMC, how are you going to keep these people engaged, right? Because you guys, obviously, you're coming off like this post-min hype, but then like it's like kind of a grind to do what you're doing, right? You're doing DeFi strategies, you're doing Bitcoin mining. What's the plan to keep people involved? How do you keep them hooked? I'm not saying people are going to all of a sudden run to the secondary market and sell their NFTs, but people do disappear from time to time.
Yeah, man, totally. Luckily, we've been blessed with like a super amazing community. These guys are pretty freaking active. You know, if I go to bed and wake up the next day, I got hundreds of messages going in Telegram every single day. I think the biggest thing that we do is just try to keep the community involved, you know, in every aspect as much as possible. You know, let them make the decisions. Like today, we figured out that we could mine cryptos from your home, from anybody's home PC, and have it go right to the GMC Bitcoin wallet on NiceHash. So we started getting people set up on that. That was pretty cool. Right now, a lot of them are pretty long term too. So they put their own proposal up about since we're getting KS5 soon and our Bitcoin inflows are going to pretty much triple real soon. They put a proposal up saying they want the most of the rewards to go to the treasury instead of staking. Right now, like 80% of the rewards go to stakers. They want it to go down to about 30%, build our treasury back up so we can continue to do new things, cool things. So a lot of them are dug in for the long term right now. I think there's a couple of people, you know, just here to flip NFTs, but, you know, we got a really active community as of now. So it's pretty cool.
All right. So far, I haven't heard any of you mention the word DAO. And I know, Tank, you were like opposed to that word, and I'm on board with you. I think DAOs, as they're put in practice in DeFi, I think they slow things down quite a bit, or they're kind of used to give almost like a ambiguous centralization over a project while claiming to be decentralized at the same time, right? So you have it set up more like, I don't want to say I'm like a company, but kind of like that, right? Where you're managing, you're making the transactions, but since you do update the community from time to time, they kind of know your thought process and people can weigh in the Discord. Is that right?
Yep. And you know, it's funny because the original concept was supposed to be a DAO. And thank God we dodged that bullet. Like, you know, we were still trying to figure out and learn and DAOs were developing in the Cosmos ecosystem. But thankfully, like real quickly, the things that actually happened, you know, we quickly recognized that maybe having a bunch of people vote on things and having timeframes and all that stuff wouldn't be the best thing for us. And so, yeah, we dodged that bullet. And I agree. Like, I think DAOs kind of give the wrong impression a lot of times, at least the way that it's been presented to
most people. And so, it's.
I always thought that, exactly like you said, I always thought that the way a DAO should work, let's say in your case, where you have an NFT collection, by comparison to other collections, you do have a small community. So you could have a DAO, like you could run it like a DAO, right? But the way I always thought a DAO should work is that you set the rules ahead of time with, like, let's say you give people options. Like, if this happens, we do this transaction. If this happens, we dump this position. If this happens, we buy this dip. So it's all set up ahead of time. It would take a lot of planning with the community, but then just the individual or the small group of individuals on the wallet automatically just do that without having to vote through every, it's excruciating to watch some of these votes on these DAOs. Like, who gives a shit what color the fucking Twitter banner is for this month, for this project? We don't need to vote on it and take, you know, 9 days to vote. I think eventually these DeFi NFT DAO sort of DAO projects, if they could set rules ahead of time, it could just be almost automated, but with a multi-sig or just someone running point on an area of the project.
We actually tried to get around that a little bit too. We have ops wallets where basically, you know, we have a wallet for every chain, and Corey and I control them. And that's where we make, you know, a lot of our DeFi plays and stuff. So we don't need to vote on those. We just, you know, we've been doing it pretty much, you know, the club knows what's going on, but, you know, we pretty much make the decisions on those as needed in case, you know, like something crazy happens. We're there to control. We don't have to wait 3 days for a vote. We could just, you know, do it as we need to. But then we also have the multi-sigs on Enterprise where the, you know, the club has full control over that. Needs a vote for anything to go through. And yeah, so we pretty much have both of those, best of both worlds.
All right.
Yeah, I really like it. Like, you know, I have quite a few miners myself, and absolutely on board. Like, you know, when we talked, I was like, man, I feel it. Like, it resonates in my bones. Like, I'm on board. You guys manage it. I just want to be invested in and with the community. So I think it's smart, man. I think it's really, really smart. But, you know, Joe, to go back to what you were saying, like, that would be cool, right? To, like, get people involved and gosh, I don't want to even bring up a different section of crypto that I'm involved in and with governance. But it's kind of like, with that narrative or with that conversation, it's kind of like, you would be saying that we are smart enough to know better than the market. And I can tell you right now, after being in the market for over 20 something years, never think you're smarter than the market. Never. You can plan, you can anticipate, you can put guardrails up there and stuff like that, but you cannot, like, foresee all the crazy storms that are going to happen, especially in crypto. So it's like, I just feel, you know, we just went over and I think, Galactic Miners are absolutely correct too. Like, it's better to have a small set of people that can respond quickly, be responsible, act in a, you know, in a manner that is going to be in the best interest of all the holders and believers of your project. And if you're genuine with it, then, you know, that I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure. Because some people, if they're buying into a project like this, it's because they don't want to do all the moves that you're doing. And, or maybe they already have some of their portfolio set up in DeFi strategies. Like, all right, let me just do this NFT thing for a while. It gives me motivation to watch Tank stream. It gives me motivation to pay attention to Stargaze a little bit. And then who knows, maybe I can flip NFT for a lot more than what I bought it for. So you'll have those people as well. Are you guys cool to talk numbers? Like, even if they're ballpark numbers, because I'm just curious how, like, how this, like, all shakes out. Is that cool, or is that, like, a big no-no on a recorded space? I don't know. I'm asking sincerely.
I'm good with it, man. We're pretty much out in the open with everything we got.
Cool, cool. So we'll just go really quick. So collection size, the cost to mint, and then roughly the total raised from the mint, minus, like, fees you have to pay the artist and whatnot.
So our collection size was 4,000. We had three different tiers. It was a whitelist for 30 USD, a second tier whitelist for 35, and a public mint for 40. And we pretty much raised $145,000 off of it. We wound up paying about $30,000 in fees between the marketplace, the artist, you know, giving some of the, we gave the teams a little bit, and we walked away with about 110K. We split off half of that into DeFi Alliance, spreading it out through various DeFi plays all over the cosmos. And the other half we dumped into mining rigs to mine a whole bunch of Bitcoin.
Okay, perfect. Tank, do you remember the numbers from the mint?
I don't remember the numbers. I know the rough numbers. Like we, like I said, roughly were able to raise about $44,000 for the treasury. There was a little bit more than that, but we, the way that it was done was the Knots team, the agreement I had for them is they, you know, took a percentage of the mint themselves. So I think like I roughly paid them $5,000, and that was it. Like, right. Yeah.
That's right, because they were kind of running an NFT launch pad at the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, it's got so much now, it's kind of hard for me to remember all the little details, but that's basically what it was. And I don't have the numbers right in front of me right now, but we've been able to accumulate, actually, you know what? I can bring it up. Just give me 1 second while we're talking and I can bring it up. We were able to accumulate quite a few positions within Cosmos alone. Like, you know, we have some bad ones and then we have some really good ones. Like right now we have ETH Bitcoin in the treasury that we bought at really low. You know, I think it was like when it dipped down to, got in at 20.
It was like, yeah. Bitcoin was around 20K, right?
Yep. And we got Ethereum at a pretty low cost as well. We got a whole bunch of Atom, Kuji, Jacko, Stars, Osmo. Like we got all the favorites in the Cosmos, right? And yeah, right now, I think I looked at it 2 days ago before the pump, and we were sitting basically break even, maybe even a little bit above, because, you know, some of these airdrops that we got and stuff like that aren't on Kepler. They're all over the place. But, you know, we've accumulated a pretty good position. And right now, you know, we're just in this position where we're just wait until the bull market's in full effect. I think we actually had an agreement at some point to where in 2 years, we're going to revisit the conversation of, you know, taking profits. And that's probably going to be coming up in the next couple of months. And so, yeah, there's going to be also, I think in the conversation, and again, it's just because I don't have my Discord in front of me and all that stuff, but in the conversation, like I was saying before, we take random snapshots of people who sell their Manekis on the secondary, like on Stargaze and stuff like that, right? Because again, we want to reward the people who are down with us for the long haul. And the people who are, you know, trying to speculate, we don't have anything against them. But again, the goal was something totally different, right? So if you want out, you want to sell your access card, that's totally cool. You can sell your access card, but that also sells your privilege to any kind of profits that we're going to have in the bull run. And so like we take those random snapshots, just like I said, randomly, whenever we're kind of like doing our thing, we share it with everybody whenever we're doing that. But we're going to have a moment where when that 2 year timeframe comes up, all of those that were on the secondary market, the ones, I think there's like four or five of them that are for sale right now, those are eligible again to be re-rolled back into the overall community. So like those will be basically full access. Like they'll be powered back.
I still got to get some resolution on the one that I bought. I just remembered, actually, I bought that one like in June last year that someone else was dumping because it was like they did something wrong with the snapshot, I remember, but I'll worry about that another time. But you're saying for Maneki, it's basically spot buys. There's no DeFi strategies.
No, there's some, we have some DeFi strategies. Like we were in some pools in Kujura and stuff like that. But yeah, basically it's spot buys. It's real conservative spot buys and holds, right? We accumulate a lot of them in the Cosmos, obviously, the proof of stake, so we can actually just stake them and compound that staking power. But yeah, that's just basically it, spot buys.
Got it. And for Galactic Mining, I know you guys went over.
Sorry. I do want to correct myself too. I don't want to misspeak. We do have some DeFi plays recently that we took as a community, and we actually, oh, nice. A little bit of alpha. We're being recently and quite frequently now approached to actually get in on early investor seed rounds. So things like AXV, we bought a pretty big amount AXV ourselves. So
that, I was going to say, how does it make you feel that some people are just buying meme tokens and they're like for like $1,000 and they're dwarfing the whole goddamn project that's But I think AXV is a smart one. And I think I approached you also, and I said that Nolus was looking to do a token sale as well. I don't know if it were priced out because of the minimum buy, but that might be just a good conversation to have. Anyway.
Well, and I will give you guys a little bit of alpha for people that are actually holding Maneki V1s. I was approached by, I can't say it because of legal issues, but if you can read between the lines, I was recently approached by a project that I recently just covered on a live Twitch stream, and I just put out a video about it. So again, you guys, if we can get the numbers right, you guys will be, if you guys hold those Manekis, you guys are now, you know, going to be exposed to that. So yeah.
All right, cool. All right. As for GMC, you guys, you said you split roughly 50-50 between mining rigs, so hardware and DeFi strategies. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And you guys, what are you, like your like two biggest positions in DeFi or top three, something like that off the top of your head?
So our biggest positions right now are Shade, Silk Pool over on Secret Network. And then we also have a big position in Amp Roar, Lion Staking, R-Swift, our Lion Staking. And then we're staking like a whole bunch of Kujira, like 6,000 Kujira or something like that. Those are probably our biggest couple of positions. But, you know, we pretty much are going wherever the yield's at right now, you know.
Bro, shout out to my channel sponsors, Shade and Kujira. I love it. I love hearing it because I'm like, yes. I got the best sponsors.
Jealous.
Man, I feel like, so the other day I got liquidated. I think I was talking to Tank while I got liquidated. Even though Bitcoin was up 7% in a day, I got fucking liquidated all along because I was screwing with the leverage so bad. I should have just took that money and bought some fucking Manekis or GMCs, I guess.
Yeah, we told everybody at the beginning that we're going to take a little bit riskier positions than most things are set up like this, you know, like pixel lines and stuff. You know, Lion Dally takes some pretty safe positions. We wanted to be a little bit more risky, get a little bit more yield on our positions, but we're not doing anything crazy like, you know, getting liquidated or doing leverage trading or anything like that. You know, we're not going to, most you're going to get over here is, you know, a little bit impermanent loss on LP or something, you know, but we've been doing pretty good so far. Most of our positions have all been up. We take profits and move them into other positions. So we had good timing in the market on our mint too. We pretty much minted the bottom of the Terra. So everything's been pretty much going up since then. We got pretty lucky on our mint timing.
Yeah. And as far as like taking the risk, I think you guys are appealing to the right community as well. Like I think Terra people would repeatedly like stick a key into an electrical outlet over and over again if you told them that there was like a 20% yield on that.
I agree 100%. If we're getting Luna tokens out of there, I'd stick it in there over and over again.
Some people from Terra would stick their tongue in the electrical socket if they could. But I said, I can't remember who I was talking to, but I said, we should come up with a protocol and we just call it Glory Hole Protocol and all the Terra people will just come.
You're talking to me like, about
they'll
it,
come
dude.
In there, they'll all connect their fucking wallets directly to that protocol without reading a single word on the website. It would be so funny. But anyway, I kid. Can we touch on Maneki too? Could you?
Yeah, for sure.
Give like the elevator pitch for Maneki too, because I think I have a pretty good idea of Maneki one, but I just like with an OCD mindset, I became a whale in Maneki two, and I just for selfish reasons I need a review of that one.
Yeah, so Maneki two for the longest time we were. To be honest with you, earlier, I wanted to get into a render. I was an OG ETH miner, right? So like, I had a whole bunch of like mining rigs just like hanging out, not doing anything, always staring at me in the face. And I was thinking, oh, we could do something a little bit different and like try to bring like all these other proof of work or like, you know, proof of, I would say production even with like render token and some of these other things that are out there outside of the Cosmos. And I was like trying to tap into that side of the crypto landscape. And so like, I was like, okay, there's a couple of things happening right now that sound really, really bullish. Like this was when like HNT was all over the place. And like Render was like being shown in some pockets of the crypto landscape. And like, if you guys don't know about Render, it's basically like compute power. Like you can render people's projects and they can lease it out from you and then you get paid and stuff like that. And it's doing fairly well right now. But anyway, they had a
At the time when I was coming up with the concept or like launching it, we there was a wait list. There was a really, really hard wait list to get on that. And so I was like, okay, we're going to put out another project. We're going to do something similar. Again, we kind of got built a little community around this. People kind of know what I'm about now and who I am and like what we do. And again, a lot of these things, I never say anything because I just don't like giving people expectations or selling expectations or stuff like that. People minted. Again, we went through the whole process. We took that treasury. And after we did the same thing, we 86 the royalties on it. We burnt the rest of it. I actually airdropped quite a few.
Dude, you airdropped me the number one, remember? By accident.
Yeah.
Well, by luck, I should say. I have the number one rarity Maneki V2.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like with everything I've launched, I've just never had good timing in the market. So whatnot. So it's like, we were trying to figure out ways to like get the project going again. And I'm just not that guy. I'm not good at like social media or like playing it up and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, let's just airdrop and give it like, try to be fair for the people that spent money and whatnot. Long story, like we did it. And then we burnt it, right? We burnt the rest of them again. Anyway, took the treasury. And then just recently, something popped up that was called Zephyr. I don't know if you guys have heard Seffy talking about it, kind of dug into that. And now, what we're doing is we are mining Zephyr and we're starting a mining company just like Galactic Miners, but we're mining Zephyr with it. So we recently just ordered some hardware. We've been dabbling with Cloudmos and doing some leasing of their compute power via Akash on Cloudmos, which is really interesting. But we're combining the proof of work ecosystem along with the proof of stake ecosystem, and we're starting now a first ever, I hope at least, fingers crossed, community ran mining company that hopefully will expand into Zephyr and finally be a mining pool, which is ran by the community within a proof of stake ecosystem like the Cosmos ecosystem. So that's the end all be all goal. We just now got
our. So Maneki V2 is totally different from Maneki V1, but just like the community crosses over, it sounds like.
Yep. Totally different. Two different things.
Okay. That's a CPU mining tank. You've been staying up to date on GPUs?
I have been. I've been not as much as CPUs now because like that's what we're trying to do. But yeah, I got a bunch of GPUs just hanging out.
I figured you did. Check it out, man. A lot of them became profitable again. There's a new chain coming to Cosmos, Carlson coin. It's a fork of Caspa, and you can mine them right now. They're actually profitable. There's a few other coins on there that are profitable too.
Time
to jump back in, man.
Maneki V2. I got a whole bunch of them.
Nice. So for Maneki V2, is it only Zephyr being mined, or is it something, or you have some spot positions as well?
No, we just have Zephyr going full blast now.
Got it.
We were holding for the longest time. We were just staking Atom because we were just kind of like sitting on it, wondering what we were going to do with it. Yeah. At least I was. And then when all that stuff happened for Atom, I was like, okay, let's do something else. But now Atom's, of course, doing pretty well. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right because I feel like you have like the main positions in Maneki V1 and then you have some more obscure stuff you can do with Maneki V2 and it might be higher risk and maybe higher reward as well.
The cool thing about the mining aspect is, so like with our KS5s and stuff, our KS3, the value goes up with them as the coins go up. So if we're like in a bull market, like most of us are suspecting, our ROI right now is like 6 months. So if we can mine for 6 months, make our money back on a rig, the height of the bull market, our rigs technically will be worth, 2 to 3 times what we paid for them. So you can technically sell your rigs, make a 2 to 3x on them. And then the 6 months of mining, you keep all that as well. So, your hardware is like, almost like a back value of something, your tokens as well.
Definitely. No, I was going to say, like,
how did it go to zero, right? When you have hardware,
it can't go to zero. Yeah. So no, the back value, it sounds like there's a hardware backing to Maneki V2 Galactic Mining. And like he said, it definitely makes sense as the value of the tokens go up. I mean, you could figure your break-even point at the current prices, right? You'll say, okay, if Bitcoin or whatever stays this price, every token stays this price, we could break even on the cost of the equipment by this date, roughly, but the equipment is still worth something. It's just not liquid like crypto, right? Is that the right way to think about it?
Well, yeah, 100%, man. 100%. Spot on.
Okay, cool. You know, because that's why when I heard you briefly on Tank Space, I'm like, oh man, these are so similar, these projects, just a slightly different, obviously slightly different positions, but the idea is the same, right? If you put Maneki V1 and V2 together, it's basically a galactic mining club that took different positions.
Yeah, basically. It's so funny because I was thinking about that, like when I was talking with them, I was like, huh, interesting.
Yeah, man. That's the first time I heard of Maneki's too. I was like, oh man, how come I haven't heard of these? We gotta get some of these in the treasury just sitting there, man. We're accumulating some. I want to accumulate some. We gotta run it past the club. I've been starting to collect some myself, so definitely excited to see what comes of his projects.
Yeah, no, I think for collectors,
it's
like
hard
this,
though. They'll be honest, Maneki V2. There's a DAO that people, I mean, we just use it to wallet map and to verify. I think I haven't looked for a couple of days. But if you look on Stargaze now for Maneki Neko, which is V2, I think there's just a handful, man. Same thing with Maneki Cosmos. Again, just a handful of them.
I'm looking at them now. There's a bunch of Maneki V2s for like under $15. But before even looking at the price for the different NFTs, I'm curious if you guys have. I'm not expecting like a full like data hub for an NFT project, unless they get big enough. I mean, actually Galactic Mining, you might get there. Like you might get to like a quote unquote valuation of, or whatever, market cap of like, you know, seven figures if the prices cooperate, right? And Tank, you'll be in the six figures, if not already, like soon between V1 and V2. Do you guys have a breakdown like monthly or quarterly of like, okay, this is our approximate value of all of our positions at this date, the start of Q2, this is what it breaks down to for each NFT in the collection, assuming everybody's active and is holding the NFT. Are you guys able, I know GMC, obviously you guys are brand new, I don't expect that now, but Tank, do you have something like that where you could approximate?
I have a rough one that I did not too long ago, like 2 weeks ago. And I think, again, I don't have it in front of me, but I think it came down to roughly each NFT currently with the active people still around, you know, going off the snapshots or whatnot. If judging, just saying theoretically, those still people are around, which realistically, probably not. Not everybody even remembers they have it, or maybe they even left. But let's just say they did. I think it came out to be exactly what the whitelist mint was for each NFT. And before everything started pumping again, right? Like I did that 2 weeks ago. I think it was like $170 in NFT versus like the treasury, what it was right now.
Got it. I mean, if you could figure out a breakdown for Maneki Neko, I think, because I'm thinking if you guys have that, you'll draw people in who never minted to kind of arbit in a way, right? They, like I was kind of doing that with the ghosts on Kajira. I had like 30 of them, but then I noticed, oh, if the floor price gets above a certain amount, I can sell it.
Well, that's the interesting thing about the ones that have miners, like Galactic miners, they act like, going back to the Harvard discussion, so it's kind of harder because it's all about the hash rate, right? And like Zephyr, as it gets harder and harder, like you're going to have to calculate that versus how much Zephyr you can produce, how much you actually have now.
Yeah,
right now I think with what we have, and we're trying to scale up to have 20 miners here soon. We have four of them going right now that produces roughly about 90 to 100 kilohash on Random X. That's roughly given us, I believe at this current moment, right around like $200 a month, right? And so like we're trying to scale that up. And then, you know, if we can get to 20, that'd be about $2,000 a month, right around $3,000 a month, just in the mining. And then if Zephyr goes up in price, which it's done before, like that's a whole nother conversation. So it gets kind of harder to kind of like figure those things out. But yeah, I'm definitely super excited to do that as we mine more.
Yeah, and plus you'll have to estimate the cost of the hardware if you're GMC. But at least I think if you did that, like let's say quarterly, real, or you know what though? That's a job for the most annoying person in your Discord, right? Like whoever's in the Discord the most, hey, guess what? You're going to be the fucking analytics guy. Your job is to do this. Every, like, you want to be so involved in this fucking Discord, then that's your job. I always feel like these founders, they do too much of the work themselves when they got all these people bored in the Discord asking, you know, why is the floor price not going up? When is it going to moon? You know, when are the partnerships coming? All that. So let's sweep the floor. Those are the community members that could definitely put this info together and get it out there, I think.
Yeah, man, 100%. I mean, when you're doing something like this, people don't realize like how much work goes into it. You know, there's days I went, you know, 48 hours nonstop. I actually had to make a council to help me out with all these things. And luckily, they're great. They're amazing people. They're going, you know, all the time. I stopped working for 3 weeks just to, you know, put time into here to give it the attention it needs to move forward. You know, there's a lot of time that goes into this stuff, man. And it's not easy, for sure. I couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't be right here where I am right now by myself, that's for sure.
You know, I always thought that the good projects will figure out a way to leverage the community, which, you know, the community's probably got different skills that the founders don't have, right? You might have someone that could quick spin up a spreadsheet in like a half an hour that will have all that data, then, you know, have it nice presented for someone like me, because I need like colorful charts and things to understand it. Or you might have someone who's a content creator in your community who could make some short form content explaining what hash rate is in the first place, because I'll be honest, I don't know. So I would need to know about that stuff if I was going to understand what the back value of the NFT is. And I think you guys have those people in the community, obviously. So if you're listening and you're like the most annoying person in the Discord, you could put yourself to use and you're adding value to the collection that you're a bag holder. And I think that works for everyone. And I'm a whale in Maneki V2. I've never once been in the Discord, but maybe I have to put my money where my mouth is.
No, it's hard to be very honest with you, because I've actually had a lot of people send me messages before, like, oh, make something happen, make my NFT go up. And it's like, again, you got for the unique situation for Maneki's is there is no free Maneki's, man. So like when people say that stuff to me, I'm like, you do it. I want you to forget about your NFT and fall off the, like, honestly, I want you to fall off the face of them, like, because that just means more profit for me. You do it, kind of thing. So it's kind of weird. Like for me at least, it's super weird, because I want to pump it, but I don't want to pump it. I don't want you guys to buy it. I want it to be all for me. Like I'm the biggest whale in Maneki V2, and I bought every single one of those at value of the market at any given time.
I think I have 75 of them or 80 of them, because I just always, like, I always looked and I'm like, there's no way someone should be dumping this for $5. There's no way this should be. I was on a space with you one time and I bought a whole bunch. I was like, hey, let me check Maneki V2. It's like, oh, this dummy put it on the market. I think someone put it on the market for like $2. I bought like 6 or 7 of them while I was talking to you. And then the next day, it looked like other people bought just because they probably saw some coming off the market. And then I sold one and it covered the cost of buying all the other ones that I bought. It's like, if there was, I know you don't like pumping it. I know like living in the United States is tough. You're obviously fully doxxed and all that. But there's got to be a legit way to not pump, but just market without crossing a line, to get people that are on the fence, like, because you never know, you might get that whale who comes in just like, oh, I'm going to sweep the floor every month and I'm going to add value to this project myself somehow. And I think that just like creates a lot of excitement. There's got to be a way to do it. You're both in the United States. Is there a way, I guess, that you plan to not?
If I didn't burn the collections and stuff like that, maybe, but like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's kind of hard, but it's good. The next one that I do, for sure, people need to watch out for that. I'm telling you right now. And actually, we have friends in that conversation between myself and Galactic Miner that is helping me do that, right? So, little alpha there. Sorry, I'm eating chips.
Right, because I figured, like, you took the royalty off and you never marketed it to sell it. I think, I don't remember Maneki V2. I think I just minted it because I knew it was your project. But I know Maneki V1, you said nothing about the project. You said, I'm minting a collection. If you like my content and all that, you can mint it. It's $170, whatever. And that was it. And then there's no royalty. So I don't see how, even if you did hype it up in a way that was like a little bit over the top, I don't think you'd get in trouble there. But I don't know. Maybe you guys have done research. Curious about GMC, because you guys have, obviously, your floor price is like shooting through the roof and all that. How can you get the word out there what you're doing without crossing any lines, being an American citizen and being under scrutiny, I guess.
I try not to talk about, you know, price expectations too much and stuff like that. You know, this is what we're doing. This is what the community wants to do. And your community is the biggest tool you have, biggest utility you can have. A lot of our communities does a lot of the stuff for us. We got some really big news coming out tomorrow or Friday about something one of our community members has made for the project. That's just amazing. Like, I can't believe it. I could have never done it myself. We have another community member, Richie. He does portraits. He'll print out your NFT and send it around for you, mail it to you. We have DB from Whaley DAO. He's really good with the numbers, analytics, keeping track of everything. Soul Furry in our Discord. This dude is like an amazing, amazing Discord dev. He's built a bridge from Discord to Telegram, so the people in Discord can talk to the people in Telegram. And a lot of these people they're just doing this stuff because, you know, they're with our mission. They like what we're doing. They like what we stand for, and they want to contribute in some way, man. You know, just let them do the advertising for you. You know.
Oh yeah, no, I totally agree. I think as long as you keep the community happy, they'll do that advertising. And a lot of the best NFT projects, it's all word of mouth. I mean, I don't know if anybody that's in here heard my space on Friday with that Bitcoin inscriptions project. That was a free mint. It was a free mint, and the floor price is like $13,000 right now because the community is so. First of all, they're insane. I'm in their Telegram, and all they do is post memes, and they're really annoying on Twitter also. But they drew so much attention to the project. People were happy to bid the floor price up to like 0.2. BTC, even though there's a sea of other projects out there that are kind of doing the same thing. And that was all done by community, not by the founder, because he just wanted a free mint. He's like, oh, it's free mint. The art is ugly. They did it with MS Paint. It's not even pixel art. So I think you got the right idea there. Maybe Tank, I'll have to like actually be a good community member, at least for Maneki V2, since I'm like the number three whale in that project.
Yeah.
Guys, you should buy Maneki V2 because you could get the one that has my name on a tombstone. I think that's a good selling point.
Bro, I will say, you know, the people that helped us with that is the guys from Sunnyside Reaper. I'm not trying to like step on anybody's grave or nothing like that, but there's some alpha in there. If you actually look at it, it's I don't want to say it's funny in hindsight, but like there's Liam's grave on there as a content creator. Was the knots on there? I was like, this is weird. And we were
Oh man, I definitely have one of those. I definitely have a Liam one. I thought it was funny. I scooped it off the floor once.
Yeah, it's
probably Don's face anyway. So if you guys, maybe that'll be it. That'll be the trait, whoever's name is on the tombstone. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you guys. I know that, like I said in the beginning, these are not art projects primarily. The art's the least interesting thing, but the art was done thoughtfully, you know, leading up to the mint, obviously, for all three collections that we're talking about. Were there any traits in the collection that were given any kind of special perks, special, like, you know, I don't know what you want to call it. Like, was there any trait that made one NFT more valuable over another, or is it just what is the community kind of setting their own price for various traits in those collections? I'll let GMC answer that first.
So the way our traits originally worked, we wanted to show dedication or appreciation to, you know, a lot of the community-based projects that we know we collected. So we gave Lion DAO their own trait. We gave Skeleton Punks their own trait. And then we had some other traits like Solid Kappa. They hopped on. They wanted to buy a whole bunch of them. They haven't told us what they're doing with their utility yet, but they're probably doing something real soon. And we have Big Labs, which is that one is probably the one I'm most bullish on, actually. Their trait offers like any discount on anything they offer on their website. So if like you're a dev, you're a project, or you're building something, and you hold one of these Big Labs traits and you get some done by Big Labs, they'll give you a discount on anything they make. So I think that'll be huge because it appeals to not only regular users, but it also appeals to dApps, projects all over the place. So hopefully they'll be fighting over them too. And then we also got Skeleton Punks trait. They're doing a soul drop. So if you hold a Skeleton Punks, you're getting a extra soul drop of their soul token. So that's pretty cool. Working on a couple other things, but that's the main utilities that set the NFTs apart right now.
What about you, Tank? Any traits do anything special within the project, or are they all kind of even and it's just whatever people prefer?
Nah, it's just what people prefer. I just left it up to people. I just was trying to be funny, to be very honest with you, man. They all serve the same purpose. There were some rarities in there that, you know, at that time that, you know, that's what people wanted and stuff like that. Some rarities, the glitches and stuff like that were more rare. And of course, like we talked about the tombstones, and I think there's scrolls and some Oni mask. If you guys know what that is, it's like the old Japanese mask that's on there. And there's different colors, gold, silver, and all that other stuff. So there's some rarities and some unique ones. But really, we were just trying to see, you know, what the community did with it. And yeah, it was all for fun.
A big thing we did, we created a morph contract where you could actually take your NFT and put it in this morph contract and bring new traits onto your NFT. So that allowed us to collab with a lot of other projects where they can offer their own utilities. So you buy a couple NFTs or whatever for your project, you put in this morph contract, tell us what you know, traits you want, we'll put your logo on there, whatever you want, bring it back on chain. And they've been offering you know, different utilities for these, like 4719 is he's giving back a percentage of the commission back to whoever holds these traits. We're talking right now with GravyDAO. They're OGs from Terra, really cool people. SolarDAO, they're doing some token airdrops and some other things for the people who hold theirs. So I think that was really cool. We allowed other projects to create their own utilities their own way.
You know, I mean, so far, I mean, I like what I'm hearing, just because I feel like NFTs could do so much more than just simply be like, I mean, I understand the standalone art, especially the one-of-one art. I feel like that's undervalued still in the crypto space in general. I think that we transitioned from that to like generative art way too fast and then didn't have time to appreciate the real art that's there. But now that you can take NFTs and actually do stuff with them, whether they're like membership tokens or quote-unquote DAO tokens, or they're, in this case, backed value tokens is really what they are, I think we're getting closer to kind of unlocking some more of the perks that you can have with different token standards other than fungible, you know, inflationary and fungible tokens that we, you know, we saw how well they did in the last market.
Yeah, man, if you can, the only limitation to what you can do with these things is your own imagination. You can do anything you want with NFT. It's pretty cool. And I tell everybody that all the time. You can think of it, you can do it with these things. You just got to figure out a way to make it happen.
I guess last question for both you guys. I'm watching, you know, bad kids get hit with these freaking crazy airdrops. I don't know what kind of negotiating gets done to like to say, all right, this is the collection I want you to airdrop to my project, or maybe it's holders that have connections. But I think what we're missing on Stargaze is various collections getting hit with airdrops, even if the airdrops are not terribly valuable. But we, you know, hitting passive stakers with airdrops. Obviously, I like that because I do stake probably like half my tokens. I want to get hit with airdrops for sitting there doing absolutely nothing. But I think it would be smart if some of these projects allocated some of the airdrops to collections like this, that where, yes, it's NFTs. And I know, you know, devs and DeFi people in general that think NFTs are just kind of noise, but these are DeFi projects just happen to use NFTs, and the NFTs are kind of identifying the community members. Have you guys, either of you, been able to have that conversation with any chain that's maybe launching new, doing airdrops? Or do you think you will be able to have that conversation? Like, hey, what about my project? This is what my project's about. Hit us with an airdrop. You don't have to hit the treasury, hit the individual holders with an airdrop.
Can you hear me? Am I getting rugged?
Yeah, no, I can hear you. You can't hear me? Well, I think Tank missed that whole spiel, but I don't know, GMC, maybe you want to jump in here.
Yeah, I'll go first. So we got lucky with a couple smaller tokens, no ecosystems or anything like that, but you know, a couple projects hit us off with airdrops, BMOS, Gugu, Drago, couple really cool airdrops that we made out on, and our community played around with them, had a good time. But look at, we're both reeling around, you know, $100,000 treasury, $50,000 treasury. If you're smart, you would hit us up with an airdrop, and, you know, we're doing DeFi, get us over there and using the ecosystem, get our community over there. You know, there's a shit ton of money just sitting there that everybody's ready to use. You know, we're active all the time. We both have active communities. So you're smart. You hit up these NFT projects with some airdrops and let them come use your fucking dApp.
Yeah, and plus,
yep, and I gotta apologize. I can't hear Joe for some reason. I can hear you, so I'll just jump in there after you just said that. I totally agree. I have, but I can't say who I've been talking to, Joe. But I've been recently talking to two different projects and teams about this exact conversation. It's coming, and there are a few other. How can I not break the rules? There are some other projects that are out there that people have that are going to be hopefully getting exposed to those same types of airdrops. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, just some quick math. Like, we started talking about Shade one day in our Telegram, and then, you know, we all started playing around with it. And I did some math just between what we deployed to the treasury, what I deployed, the council deployed, and what I knew people in the Telegram deployed. We threw over 40 grand in there in just like a couple of days, just into Shade protocol, just messing around with it because we were talking about it in Telegram. You know, it's a smart idea.
For sure, because, you know, obviously not all NFT collections are going to be interested in using, you know, whether it's providing liquidity, yield farming, anything like that. But if the NFT collections are specialized for that, I think it'd be a smart hit for an airdrop or something, or some perks, right? Because I know over on Archway, the Astro Vault Dex is going to partner with NFT collections specifically to give perks for the Dex, whether it be discounts or bonus or added APRs for different positions and whatnot. I would like to see, I think the Bad Kids getting airdropped those Dimension tokens was a good precedent for NFTs overall. And I don't think that the Stargaze platform necessarily should be the ones to be pushing for it, maybe just floating the idea out there. But I think the individual projects, I would not have any shame hunting down new projects. Like, hey, I'm in your Discord. My community is this, you know, only 100 people. Hit us with an airdrop. I guarantee you that half of us will use your platform, you know, nonstop for the first month. So I think that's I think that's a good conversation to have, rather than, like I said, just airdropping to passive stakers is just not the best way. Even though I do get hit with almost every airdrop because I'm staking Atom or Celestia or whatever, it is not the best way. Really, in Cosmos, who should get hit with airdrops are liquidity providers or people that actually use DeFi.
Yeah, totally, man. That's what Soul Drop is pretty cool for that reason too. They're taking multiple snapshots, you know, throughout the however long it takes them to do their airdrop, just so they know that they're getting the active people and not just people who are, you know, just sitting there doing nothing. So, yeah, go get those active people. Get the people in NFTs. That's the way to go, man. Get the people who are using the products to use your product.
Hey, again, I can't hear Joe, so I apologize. I'm gonna use this moment to kind of make my exit and announce something. I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Joe. I don't know what I did. I walked in the death zone and lost it for some reason. But I'm gonna say something and then I gotta go. Galactic Miners, absolutely love being on board with you guys. I'm super excited for everything you guys are doing, man. Joe, thank you for having us on. Guys, going forward, definitely check out Maneki V1, Maneki V2 for sure. Those are like really been my passion projects. I do have a new project coming out, and I think you guys were just talking about it, but I couldn't hear Joe. Backbone Labs, look out for Event 16. I'm just going to say that. Look out for Event 16. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you guys are going to like the art. You guys are going to like the theme. If you guys know me, I'm not going to say anything about expectations, but you know me. It's going to be big. You read between the lines. Event 16, you got to love it just because of that. But anyway, guys, I got to get over. Joe, I can't hear you, so I'm sorry. I apologize, man.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Later, Tig.
Later, bud. Yep.
Take it easy. You know, it's good. I've been slow to release my NFTs, but eventually I will. I've been sitting on them for like a year, so I'll eventually get them out there. But it's a super small collection. It's like 30, and it's going to go to specific people whose wallet addresses I collected like a year ago. I have the NFTs. I just have to sit through Omniflix and do the work and then drop it. So pretty sure some people in here, yeah, Chris Bushido Brown, I didn't forget about you. I know that Jacob Remy. So aren't you guys so bullish on content creators who think they know about NFT collections and founding projects? I think it's pretty funny. Tank's on his third project already. It's pretty wild. I think I need to do some work this year, get some NFTs out there.
Yeah, man, just do right by the people, and the people will do right by you, man. That's been my biggest thing so far, is just treat the community how they want to be treated. Give them what they want. Give the people what they want, man. They'll buy it.
Well, I really appreciate you popping on, answering these questions. I'm definitely going to follow you guys around. I would like to see, you know, like as a function of time, how this backed value builds, especially if it seems like we're about to just like blast off with this market overall. It's fucking wild. Like the shit going on with Bitcoin has completely changed the game. I don't even think that 100K Bitcoin is that's going to be like the pullback for the next bear market, if I had to guess. But it's going to all trickle into these other smaller ecosystems. You guys have a very nice diversified project, even though you are taking some risky positions. I think, is personally, I like the aggression now. I think, like, if you're not going to be aggressive now, what are you really doing? You might as well just like put your money in a CD and get the 4.5%. So anyway, I'll definitely,
that's why we're in crypto, right? Yeah, you like to take a little bit of risk here.
I'm here specifically for volatility that I can't get anywhere other than like if I had the time to grind a poker table, right? That's it. So, no, I really appreciate it, man. We'll catch up again in a couple weeks, months, whatever, and see how you're doing. But we'd love to see you, Tank, get more people interested, eyes on the project, seeing some of these numbers as they're available for like the back value, the, you know, profit loss, whatever, you know, or total value of the projects come out. It'd be interesting to see.
Well, shout out to Seffy and Rack Spaces for showing up in the last 5 minutes. That's fucking awesome.
Seffy's doing God's work with his charts and like, hey, look, idiot, Chainlink, pay attention to Chainlink. I like Seffy's tweets. So anyway, you guys have a good night. GMC, thanks again. And unfortunately, I have to pack it in myself. Otherwise, I would stay up late and just keep talking about NFTs. But I got another one on Friday. We're going to have Jacob Remy and Stargaze on Friday. And that's at 6 o'clock Eastern time. I'll actually be drinking this time because I tried to make it all the way to St. Patrick's Day without drinking, but there's no way I'm going to be able to do it. So Friday, I'll have my beers in me and we'll have some fun Friday.
Have a good night, everybody.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payment. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic just to get a better
play, smacking on the hostage. Like the shit is playful, keeps clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.